Welcome to the PowerPress Podcast. This is Mackenzie Bennett. I'm your host, and thanks for listening. We've got Todd Cochran, our CEO, on the podcast today. Very excited to have him on here. It's been a while. And we recorded this segment earlier during the week. So I just wanted to bring in a few things up as well to stick with the format of the show. And then add in the section of Todd and I. So we talked about advertising and how to get ready for it and how it kind of works with Blueberry a little bit. But right now I'm going to do a quick, very short bit of news. So last episode we talked about the clean and explicit issue with iTunes, about how they are going to be making distinct decisions happening for your show if you do not make that decision on your own, labeling it clean or explicit. And Angelo, our CIO, he's the guy that talks with Apple for Blueberry. He's been talking with them a little bit about this and has some more info on it. Unfortunately, at this current time, I do not have that information on hand. He is out of town right now for the company retreat in Chicago and is going to be able to give me that information later on. So I'll include more details about this in the show notes, but I can't really give you much more information right now. So if you're really interested, check out the PowerPressPodcast.com website and look at the show notes for this episode and you'll get a better idea of what's going on with that. So to also keep in format with the show on a regular basis, I will give you my podcast chronicle for this episode. Well, it involves the re-recording. Todd and I actually did two recordings of this, one earlier this week and last Monday as well. The first wasn't planned out very well, and we had multiple interruptions, some on my end, some on his end, some even just ourselves. We didn't really have it very planned out because we wanted to say specific things about the advertising, you know, to clear some things up for people that are interested in this, and we just were not hitting what we wanted to. So we decided to re-record and did that earlier this week. But then there was also a bit of a hiccup with this one as well. We talked about a new thing going on with Blueberry that we then realized that we are not allowed to talk about just yet, at least with the public. So if the end of my conversation with Todd seems cut short on this podcast, that's because it was. We had a couple, you know, a couple 10 more minutes of information for you that we will be able to give you at a later date, just not today as planned. So I mean, it also is probably going to feel short because editing is not my strong point and trying to piece it together is something that I did not have the time to figure out currently. But it has the content, which I feel is the more important part. At least I hope it is. But I also have this intro and outro. So it will feel like a full episode instead of just a conversation cut short. At least that's the plan. So that is my podcast chronicle, kind of doing this on the fly a little bit because Todd and I did have it planned out, but then we decided let's give it another go. And then that one kind of got a little messed up as well. So working from what we got. So here is advertising opportunities with Todd Cochran and myself. Today we have Todd Cochran, CEO of Raw Voice and Blueberry, on the show with us today.
Hey, Mackenzie, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We've been busy, haven't we?
Oh, yeah, we've been busy for a long time.
it's like you slow down just a little bit, and then it's just like slam, you know? So
yeah.
I guess slammed is a good thing, right?
Yeah, I feel like ever since I came back from vacation in December, we've been busy.
Yeah.
Every single day.
I feel the same way. So but, you know, you guys got some big things coming up. You guys are going to a big event in a week, right?
Yeah, we're Angelo and I, our CIO, are going to Proclaim 16, which is put on by the NRB, which I believe is the National Broadcast or the National Religious Broadcast Community.
Yeah,
And it's in Nashville.
So you'll be going down there for the trade show. So and after that, maybe, I don't know, maybe you'll come back and be more busy. But,
yeah,
you know, I basically, you and I have been talking, you know, really for the past month or so, or maybe even longer, about the our podcast advertising, and specifically the interactions we're having with the podcasters.
Mm-hmm.
So you and I have been kind of collaborating on how we can, I guess for a better word, get the podcasters to pay a little more attention when we're trying to communicate with them, correct?
Right. Be a little more active in the possibilities.
Because for some reason, unlike, you know, I don't know, I check my email 4 or 5 times a day, but I think some podcasters only check their email once a week or something, which is a little bizarre to me, but we definitely are having trouble reaching podcasters. So that's part of the topic today that we want to talk about is you know why we're doing this segment, is because, you know, one, podcasters don't check their email. Number two, they don't read. Sometimes when we ask for information from them, they submit us information that doesn't make any sense, and
or they just don't submit information that we asked for.
Yeah. So, you know, I think that we should start off maybe with those first 2 or 3 items and kind of walk down through, you know, some of the other things. If the content creators have an email that they are, that they've submitted to Blueberry that is not an email that they check every day, they should reach out to our support team.
Yeah.
And have that email changed. Because it's something that we need to be able to communicate with you in a timely basis. Because if we don't get through to you, you're going to potentially leave, you know, thousands of dollars on the table every month. So, you know, that's number one, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we try to reach out to people as soon as possible, typically. And just to, you know, loosen up the list that we have of people that we think are good for this show or good for this campaign. And sometimes when they don't respond, we just have to move on.
Yeah. We also sometimes email you, and when we do email you, oftentimes it'll be, hey, we've got a deal pending, and does your show fit? Because we, you know, we went through our inventory and we've looked and we said, well, you know, we've got 30 shows on the campaign. Let's try to get another 10. And we're looking for the 10 best fits, and maybe we can get 20. Who knows? But oftentimes people respond to those emails and they're not 100% dialed in. You get a, you know, for example, if we've got a company that, you know, let's say it's a mobile carrier. Now, let's not use that as an example. Let's use, you know, let's just use, I don't know what topic. It's like you're doing sports, but yet you want a geriatric product in your show.
Yep.
Or you're a business show and you want something is completely unrelated.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're having, you know, challenges and people responding. And when it makes no sense, you're thinking, why would they be, or why would we even consider that show to be in the, to be in the campaign at all? But, you know, responding appropriately, I guess, is important. So one thing I'm going to talk about just a little bit is about some of the expectations on how these campaigns works and what you should expect from us. Often when we'll contact you, that initial reach out, we may not be able to tell you who the client is. You know, they may have not even told us.
Right. Sometimes we don't even know.
Yeah. And they're, you know, they're, well, we need to reach ladies from 18 to 35, married with kids, not working. And you're like, oh, you know, so then you have to kind of dig through and try to find, because, and then they'll come back later and tell you who the client is, but they want to see that initial list based on the demographic.
Also, it's very specific.
Yeah. Sometimes we don't know what the CPM level is, but let me just say this. We do try to negotiate to get the best CPM. 20 to 25 is a pretty typical range. That's gross. So, you know, so if we can't tell you the CPM, it's because we haven't fully negotiated it out. And believe me, if they come back to us and say, well, we want to do this at 6, we're going to be like, see ya, you know. And but, you know, we oftentimes, and this happens more often than I wish it wouldn't, I guess that's maybe the right way to say that. You know, sometimes we go through the whole process and the media buyer, not only are they talking to us, but they're talking to every other podcast company in the space and they're shopping around.
Oh, yeah.
For rates.
It drives me insane because sometimes they'll call us at 2 p.m. Eastern and be like, we need a list by noon tomorrow.
Right. And sometimes that's on a Friday.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they'll blatantly tell us, hey, we're talking to four other companies as well.
Right. And then, you know, we never see our RFP ever come back. So,
yeah.
The media buyers often are exploring. Often they need it tomorrow. Sometimes they're doing a 90-day planning window. And sometimes they just simply waste our time, which sadly ends up wasting your time.
Right. Can't get that back.
Yeah. And, but, you know, we're trying to scramble to put something together for you. And it's really painful. But at the same time, the media buyers have wants and needs. They're looking for demographics. They have expectations about the shows that we can offer in their numbers. Sometimes they're looking for good fit categories, or they even come to us with specific shows.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they want to do a trial buy. And if they do on a trial buy, I will typically only put shows that I've done campaigns with before that I have worked with and I know they can trust. You know, we've got a kind of a list of those shows. Just because if those shows do well on the trial buy, they'll come back and spend a lot more money on the big buy. And then we can introduce shows that haven't been on campaigns to you. So,
and also, a lot of the time companies will call in and say, you know, this is the first time we've ever tried to get advertising and podcasting. So they don't really know how it works in general, or they have an idea in their head of what they want to happen and get frustrated.
Right. So I can't emphasize enough about having CEO@rawvoice.com and Mackenzie.Bennett@rawvoice.com mm-hmm. on your VIP list if you're an iOS user, or make sure you have that email whitelisted and so that it's an important email. You know, I can set that important email flag in Gmail.
Yeah.
We want to get your response back because if we're reaching out to you, now if we reached out, sometimes we do an email blast that comes via a newsletter, and sometimes we'll do we email 20 shows.
Yeah.
But the main thing is, please pay attention to our timeline. More often than not, I will, or Mackenzie will put in the email, we need your response by date and time.
In bold.
Yes. And that doesn't mean, and that's there for a reason. It's oftentimes we've been set a hard deadline.
Right.
And we don't do that. We don't like to do that, but more often than not, we have to.
Mm-hmm.
So respond appropriately in a timely manner. So that's why we're saying, please, 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 please have an email address on file with us that is, that you read every day. Now, we're going to take some steps to kind of help that process. And it isn't ready yet, but why don't you talk about what we're going to do with we're changing the name from advertising survey to advertising application.
Mm-hmm. So right now on the Blueberry dashboard, you can fill out an advertising survey. And that we realized recently, you know, as we've been talking about this advertising, that name isn't necessarily appropriate. So we're changing it to the application, and we're going to try to get some more information out of you, appropriate information in that form as well. Essentially, better ways to get in contact with you and more specific information about your show so that we can see if it matches the campaign that we're currently working on.
You know, and many of you are running listener surveys from time to time. You run their stats, and that's all important. But this new advertising application that we're updating is going to be critical in us reaching out to you, because sometimes I need to pick up the phone.
Yeah.
Mackenzie needs to pick up the phone, and we need to call and say, hey, by the way, And I need you to be able to answer, whether it be after work or, because believe me, we work insane hours here.
Yeah.
So it's not, you know, I can call you at 9 o'clock your time,
mm-hmm.
You know, 9 p.m. your time. That's doable. So the RFP that we put together, we want your name on it. That's a request for proposal. That's a pretty standard slang word for the advertising industry. But when we're going through and we've got this initial meeting, we had an initial meeting with the buyer. They've said what they want us to do. They've told us who they're trying to reach or a specific category, whatever it is. The first thing we do is we go to our system, our campaign advertising yep. management system. And we pick by priority shows through that stack. And you just did four of these, right?
Yeah. This week I did four of them. And right. I mean, some of them overlapped, but
yep.
that's what I have to go through. And
so we'll search by, in our system, we'll break it, you know, maybe we'll look at a whole category.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing we look for, number one, as we're looking at your listing is, number one, did you fill out in what used to be and what will be the advertising survey / application?
Right.
And the application, let's just also reiterate, I don't even know if that's a proper word to say here, if that's even
yeah.
English. Let me reemphasize that you're never committed to do any advertising here. All we're trying to do is get the conversation started. You have the right of refusal on any ad deal. You're not locked into us for anything. It's specifically to present you an offer that you can say, yes, Todd McKenzie, that's great,
yeah.
or no. So that advertising application is priority number one. And we are going to be asking for just a little deeper commitment from shows. We're going to basically saying, hey, if I present something to you that fits, unless it's something you've got death in the family, you've had... you hate the advertiser, we're going to kind of try to get you to commit on a little higher level,
yeah.
but still with that right of refusal. But we don't want to make you sign a contract. We don't believe in that. But we would like you to make a little higher commitment to us and being able to look at our advertising deals. So that's number one. That's who's priority in picking. Number two, boy, stats. If you're not on a free stats or pro stats, you are about 80% sure you're not going to be offered a deal.
I mean, we actually have an option in the campaign system of whether or not they're using our stats. And I always just say yes.
That's and a filter, right?
Yeah, it's a filter. And if you're not using our stats, you're automatically getting kicked out of the system for me to choose from. So,
yeah. And, you know, if I'm really looking to fill and I'm really short on shows, sometimes we are because maybe the demographic's really weird.
Yeah.
I may flip that filter off and I'll look through the list and then mm-hmm. we'll send you an email. Who are you doing your stats with?
Yep.
And if you come back and tell me one of two companies, I'll say, okay, we'll take you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you say some of the competitors that we don't allow our stats from, Blog Talk Radio, Podbean, a few others, we're going to say, sorry, you can't be on the campaign even as much as I want you to be on. Prior number three is we look at shows that are produced weekly. And you got to understand, yep. this is just purely a thing where we want repetition. We want that every week in that listener's ear with that ad spot. Priority number four is bi-weekly shows. So
mm-hmm.
if you're producing every 2 weeks, you know, sorry, McKenzie, this show would be number four on the list.
Yep. Yep.
We look at a 90-day publishing consistency.
That one is even harder because honestly, a lot of the time with the calendar, because, you know, we can choose the dates of the shows. And a lot of the times, if I'm in a hurry, I will just go back 60 days, sometimes even a month.
But he is being in there, you know, consistently producing shows. If you look like it 1 month, you're done. We want to see that you're doing a minimum number of shows, at least four every month.
Yeah.
So then we go to trusted partners. And these are partners that we have relationships with. If I have excess inventory, I can go to and I can say, hey, I've got some extra inventory. You want to move it?
Yeah.
And they have a chance to move that inventory. But then in most cases, we come back and the seventh priority is folks with no stats.
Mm-hmm.
So again, stats. But that isn't the only thing. You want to talk to Mackenzie about what we look at when we're checking their website out?
Yeah. So one of the first things I do after I've decided that you, or after I've seen that you've hit all of the other requirements, is I look at your website. And so I look at, you know, how it's set up. Do you have any branding? Can I tell that this show is dedicated for this website, or is it just full of a bunch of other things as well, and it's hard to pick out where your podcast is? Do you have show notes for each episode? If so, that's great. Do you have a place where we can put a banner? Because typically banners are part of the deal that we do with the advertising companies, because they, one, want the ad in your episode, but they also want it on your website because they know people will go to it. And also another part is if your website just looks super old, if it's outdated at all, I'm sorry. That is something you could easily fix and something that's going to knock you out real quick.
It's like the, if your website looks like something out of the 90s.
Yeah. Yep.
Is running a flash player.
Not even the 90s. Like, it's 2016. That's 16 years ago. It's 2000s now.
Right. Well, you know, the key is, look, come on, you know, let's get busy here and make our sites mobile ready.
Yeah.
And all these things that are important today.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's important, because what's going to happen? And really, why do we look at your website? Because the first place the media buyer is going to go is load your website.
Yeah.
They're going to load your website. Then they're going to play your show. And if they can't play your show from your website, they're going to be like, eh.
Well, this doesn't work.
Yeah, this is, you know, they want me to advertise, but yet I can't even find their podcast. Or, oh my God, this looks like a GeoCities site. Or most people listening probably don't even know what GeoCities
is. Yeah. So, okay, if I can't find how to play your podcast and I work in podcasting, good luck with an advertising marketer trying to figure out how this works.
So, and if it's on a subpage, and as long as it clearly links, it says podcast, that's one.
Yeah.
But when we have to, like, look and really look, and you can't find an RSS feed, can't find a way to subscribe.
Organization.
It's just like, what, are you a podcaster or what are you?
Yeah.
So
it's very important.
Yeah. So let's just talk about campaign execution real quick. So let's say you've made it through our hurdles.
Mm-hmm.
The advertising content creator or the media buyer said, yes, we want this show, and we present to you we'll present to you then a contract, which you have to agree to for whatever the term of the podcast advertising deal is. And we give you some information that you have to say, yes, I comply with. But number one, we're going to give you talking points. We're going to give you banners. We're going to, or banner.
Yeah.
We're going to give you text link to put in your show notes with a hyperlink. The ad copy is usually host endorsed. So from those talking points, you can develop the story you want about the media buyer's product.
Mm-hmm.
The advertiser's product, and sometimes we'll be able to get you a sample, sometimes not, but there's a call to action in that, and that's really the key. If there's a call to action in our deliverables that we give to you that says, go to suchandsuch.com and enter the promo code blah, 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 if that's the call to action and you get that wrong, when the media buyers or the advertisers go in and listen to your show, if you've gotten that part wrong or you've totally messed up the ad, they'll ask for a do-over.
Yep.
They'll ask you to go and do the spot again, free.
Yeah, which you don't really want to do.
And, you know, and I don't like, and I very rarely have to come and ask someone for a do-over, but sometimes it happens. So please pay attention to the talking points and the call to action in the ad spot. Also, we'll be giving you instructions on when you'll have to do reporting to us. That reporting is critical, and it's usually Sunday evening. Yes, a Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern.
Yep.
And you can put the reporting in any time, but that previous week's reporting is due Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern. Because what I do, and I'm here in Hawaii, I sit down on my computer at about 6 o'clock Hawaiian Standard Time, and I pull that report. I do a few things to it, and then I email it to the media buyers so that they have it in their inbox Monday morning when they walk in the door. And so it's critical, that reporting stuff. So that will be in there. And again, the media buyer then is going to audit oftentimes they'll have a compliance group that'll go in and audit your ad.
Right.
They do listen to every single ad, so just be aware of that. Now, the fun part is getting paid, but there's drama in getting paid, too. So let's, Mackenzie, let's talk a little bit about the payment process and timeline.
Yeah. So after everything is said and done, you are not going to be paid until 60 to 90 days after. We're not trying to make this long. It's just that we have to finish up everything with the media buyer and your show. Make sure that all the episodes went well, that all the show links work, everything that happened during that time. We just have to make sure that it's up to par.
So we will typically send the bill out about the 15th following the campaign month.
Mm-hmm.
The reason we do that is we want those advertisements that you put in near the end of the month to acquire as many downloads as possible so that you get paid the most amount of money possible.
Right.
And we'll have that all that other stuff done by then. And then when we submit the bill at the 15th, they typically are 30, 45 days to get them turned around.
Yeah.
Some are longer, sadly. It's not because I'm sitting on money and collecting interest on your check. That's the last thing we want to do. We want to turn and burn and get your money out.
Yeah.
And we can pay you via PayPal or via check. Mm-hmm. So it, you know, you have either choice. The PayPal folks get it a few days earlier, obviously, because we can just do a batch payment.
Yeah.
And it goes out. Those that get a check, it has to go in the mail and come to you. So, you know, really it's your option, though, one way or the other, which way you want to get paid. But I guess the genesis here, not the genesis, but to summarize what we've been talking about is please communicate. Please have on file with us an email that you're checking every day, because how many emails have you gotten from campaigns? Let's say you close on Friday.
Yep.
When do you get an email response back from the content creator?
Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Or 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
Or a month.
Yeah,
exactly. Hey, I want to be on this buy. I'm like,
that's fantastic. It has started.
30 days late, dude.
Yep. Yeah.
Or dudette. And we're not just trying to be jerks. What we really want, we want to put money in your pocket. We really, really do. We want to be able to help you monetize your show. Some of you don't care. Some of you don't take advertising. That's fine.
Tell me. Please.
Yes, but for those of you that do on advertising, my God, email is the most critical thing with us. And we live and die by it. And you need to be checking your email every single day.
Right. Especially if I sent you an email from my email address, like from mackenzie.bennett@rawvoice, not the typical newsletter that gets sent to everyone. If I emailed you directly, that means you're on a list.
Yeah, that's the one you really need to pay attention to.
Yeah,
and if you see a message come in from us, that is the Hail Mary.
Yeah,
you know we're throwing the 80 yard touchdown. You know we're trying to can we get this guy or lady on the phone?
Yeah,
and even then they don't answer, right?
I've gone on Twitter, on Facebook, on the contact form on their website, on the email address that they have, on the PayPal address that they have. And I still hear nothing sometimes.
Crickets.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've gotten an email from us like that and you're like, man, I really don't want to be bothered anymore, reply.
Yes.
I do not want advertising.
Please.
Ever.
That'd be great. All right, everyone. That's all
we
have for this episode of the PowerPress
list.
Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening. And
we do.
Please,
we have
if you're
a list
fan
of PowerPress,
go ahead and leave us a review on WordPress.
But,
I'll leave that link in the show notes for you
nice.
If you're interested.
Some of these deals are
and once again,
great, big
thanks
money
for listening,
deals.
Guys. Yep.
So don't
ignore them.
Yeah, take that off the table. I think I basically get a dead horse here. So.